Talk about the weather, speaking of that, for just a minute. Demetrius Ivory joins us. Is he going to be on the weather, Pot Producer Elif, or are we putting him on the phone? Take him on line 7? Okay. Hey, Demetrius, it's John. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
It's been a little while. How are you doing?
Demetrius Ivory is the weather forecaster over at Channel 9. I don't know if you heard about this. They got a TV station over there, and they got some really smart people that do the weather. And I don't know why it's been so long since we spoke to you, except maybe we were talking a lot coming out of winter into spring, and we were all anxious for good weather. And I'll tell you, Demetrius, I think this summer and early fall, I mean, it's over now, but we had a really good run there, didn't we?
It is, and I think that's why we haven't talked, because this is, once you get into, you know, late August, September, and October, I like to say that's my vacation. Everything kind of coasts into neutral. You may get some severe weather outbreaks, and everyone's always freaking out about the first frost and the first snow. But all in all, it's really not that that chaotic.
We had a really nice, August was wonderful. September was warm and dry, not much rain. And, you know, you can get thunderstorms and tornadoes, obviously, August, September. We didn't talk about that much around here.
No, I mean, we've had tornadoes in December. I mean, now that all bets are off, I mean, really all of the year until it gets really cold, we're talking about that. You know, even thunder snow a couple times last year. So,
right.
I mean, the severe notebook that I have, I used to put away right around this time of the year. Not anymore. I keep that all year.
Well, I understand that things are more volatile, and when they do happen, it seems, well, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, that the severe weather does seem to be more severe these days. Hurricanes are like that, for instance. But we've had a peaceful August and September, and the first 2 weeks of October were lovely. Now it's kind of cold. But the long-term forecasts, and by the way, it's going to be warmer later this week, but the long-term forecasts are for what, a warmer winter, is that right?
Warmer than normal winter, and for the most part, wetter, not over our entire area, but mainly over our southern area. But I'm just kind of including warmer and wetter for Chicago.
Yeah. And I guess the climate models, not the weather models, but the climate models would lend themselves to that, right?
That is true. Now, here's, at my last station, we had to put together a winter forecast every year. And this was something that I started in August, and I wouldn't finish it until the first day of sweets, which is usually right around Halloween. Years doing this thing, and as far as the climate models, I don't want people to kind of get the idea that a warmer winter means it's not going to be cold. It's not like that. That you're talking about an average over the whole season, over 3 months. So you can still have some of the coldest days of the year. So you can have record cold. But it's just that it's balanced out over the entire thing.
Yeah. So that doesn't mean we're not going to get any snow, for instance.
No, as a matter of fact, warmer and with this La Nina pattern that's setting up, it kind of opens up things for some moisture to come our way. Question is if it's going to be rain or snow. Right now it's looking like it's going to be more of a wetter thing. Last time we've had a number of La Niñas, but 198, we had 50 inches of snow. We typically see 36. So warmer doesn't mean less snow. Warmer just means a little bit over the 3 months, it's going to be a little bit warmer, but wetter could mean more snow.
Wait a minute. La Nina, one time, 50 inches of snow. And are we in a La Nina pattern?
We are in a La Nina pattern.
How long are we going to have that going on?
It's certainly going to go on for the rest of this season. And that's where you're talking about predictions. La Nina is where the waters in the Pacific, kind of just off of the coast in South America, are a little bit cooler than normal. So certainly this year, I think the long-term forecast, I would imagine, is for it to change to a La Nada, I like to call it, where it's not El Nino or La Nina. But that's another forecast that's, you know, way out there.
Okay. So that's kind of the long-term. And then while it is going to get warmer later this week, it's also, we're not going to have those string of sunballs of nice, warm, dry days, are we?
No, we are expecting showers and thunderstorms. You know, I got 74 on Thursday, 65 on Friday. That's probably going to be an early morning temperature as temperatures fall. Showers and storms, though, Thursday and Friday. So this week is, you know, we're basically going to be kind of tooling around the upper 50s and 60s. We warm up Thursday and Friday, but there's a good chance for rain both of those days, unfortunately.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? What's if you're going to lock down sometime for Halloween and watch a scary movie? What's your movie?
I would say, you know, Poltergeist is... That's up there. I mean, you know, like there are parts of it where it's just like, let's turn this off. You know, Poltergeist was pretty bad.
You sound damaged, Demetrius. It sounds like that one is on your hard drive and you can't get it out of your head.
I remember the first time I saw it, it was bedtime, right when the television was talking to the girl and I think it sucked her in or something like that. And then my parents were like, it's time to go to bed. And that was, you try to sleep.
And Demetrius is like, oh, no, ain't nobody going to bed right now. Nobody is going to bed.
You try sleeping that night. Yeah, it was that Poltergeist, I think, was that's hard to beat for me.
Well, the one for me is The Ring, and I watched it for the first time as an adult. Like, I watched it for the first time maybe 15 years ago. Maybe 10 years ago, and I slept with the light on that night. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago. The Ring is and Poltergeist are both on this list I've been looking at by Thrillist of the 75 scariest movies of all time. Poltergeist, I think, is around 25 or so. The Ring, The Ring is a sort of derivative of a Japanese movie called Ringu, R-I-N-G-U. I didn't know that. And then the English-American version is called The Ring. The Ring didn't make the list, which is crazy to me, but they say Ringu, the Japanese one, is insane. I don't know how that's possible, but I'm going to go ahead and watch that now, too.
Now, you know, another one I couldn't watch, and I still haven't, Paranormal Activity. I watched the beginning of that thing and was... No, thanks. I mean, I don't know what happens, you know, but where there's just like this camera in the bed. No thanks. No, thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Demetrius Ivory, WGN-TV Weather. Wanted to sort of hear your thoughts on the long-range forecast and this week's weather, and we'll talk movies again another day.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.